From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad and Tobago consider phone tapping and witness protection to fight the illegal drug trade. The 936 program gets a chance of new life in Washington. And race continues to be an issue during the Jamaican election campaign. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Following the arrest of Trinidad's most wanted man, Dole Chady, attention is turning to the problems of dealing with drug-related crime. Trinidad and Tobago government officials are talking once again about new ways of combating the problem. These include phone tapping and the setting up of witness protection programs. Dole Chady had been at large for several years and was finally charged yesterday with murder rather than a drug offence. I asked journalist Tony Fraser what the police in Trinidad were saying about the problems of dealing with suspected drug criminals.
Well, the police have consistently said that for legislation is required to be able to hold people who are dealing in drugs because the people at the top do not yet necessarily get involved themselves, so that the people who are held are usually the people who are the mules or people who are doing the dirty end of the work.
There was some talk of Dole Chady plea bargaining with the police. How close is Trinidad and Tobago to anything resembling a witness protection program?
Well, Prime Minister Patrick Manning and the National Security Minister have been making allusions to new legislation again to be able to have people to plea bargain, the American term, state witness, turn state witness. That is at the point of, I suppose, discussing the idea. It is not yet in terms of draft legislation, so we are some distance away from anything like that.
But how possible is it to implement such a program, any sort of witness protection program, in a population of 1.2 million people?
The speculation has been, Debbie, that state witnesses will be held outside of the country to ensure some measure of protection. You're right, it's a small population and a small area. People who are in that kind of situation may be subject to abuse from people who will not want them to turn witness for the state.
So what are some of the other suggestions that are coming forward in terms of dealing with the drugs world?
Well, part of the legislation will have to deal with, according to the Prime Minister, will have to deal with phone tapping, wire tapping, to get information on how these people are operating their business. That, I think the government is thinking of that in a really serious manner. At a conference, a regional conference here, the National Security Ministry's advisor, that is Mr. Selman, was talking about tightening anti-dumping legislation, anti-laundering legislation, and also requiring that there must be some kind of harmony among the various institutions so that the criminals will not be able to play one institution off against the other.
Tony Fraser in Porto, Spain. Aides to American President Bill Clinton are studying proposed changes to the 936 investment program. This follows a meeting with Puerto Rican Governor Pedro Rosello. 936 allows tax exemptions to American companies investing in the Caribbean. The changes were put forward by Governor Rosello in an attempt to block President Clinton's own plans, which could diminish the current program. Yvette Rowe reports.
Puerto Rican Governor Pedro Rosello is hoping that his new special enterprise zone plan will encourage the Clinton administration to change its mind about cutting some of the pillars of the 936 program. As part of his budget-cutting exercise, President Clinton had proposed trimming the tax exemption provisions which make 936 investment in the Caribbean so attractive to American businessmen. Governor Rosello emerged pleased with his White House meeting. His new proposal offers a mixture of federal tax credits which, he claims, would still save the Clinton administration money without killing off the 936 program. But the plan will keep the full tax exemption for American businessmen, the linchpin of the 936 program. One of Governor Rosello's bargaining chips with Washington has been the growing unemployment problem in Puerto Rico. Mr. Rosello told reporters that he was sure President Clinton does not want Puerto Rico to become more dependent on the American Treasury. President Clinton has already directed his aides to quickly go over Mr. Rosello's figures to see if they can work. However, Governor Rosello was today involved in an even more difficult hard sell meeting as he met with Treasury Secretary Lloyd Bentsen, The Puerto Rican leader is also scheduled to meet with a number of sympathetic congressmen who could plead his and the Caribbean's case on Capitol Hill.
Yvette Rowe. Environmental conditions at Latin American banana plantations have come under scrutiny on British television. A BBC programme this week looked at the so-called banana wars as the Caribbean and Latin America fight over access to the European market. The assignment programme dealt with both sides of the argument, but then focused on the environmental risks of dollar banana producers. It showed that the Latin American banana industry is devastating much of Latin America itself. Charlotte Fadipi reports.
Along with sugar and tourism, the Caribbean depends on its banana industry for sustained growth and development. Despite recent international agreements, there is still uncertainty about whether new trade quotas, favouring the region's banana exports into the EC, will stand up to scrutiny in the European Court of Justice or the GATT talks. The Latin American producers have long argued that their crop is cheaper and more economical. But a new